Before a Parkersburg City Council meeting last month, LGBTQ rights advocates held a rally to let members of the council know that, despite the failure of a non-discrimination ordinance, they'll continue to fight for equal rights in their hometown.
Stand up, fight back! Human rights are under attack! What do we do? Stand up, fight back!
One of those who rallied was Doug Evans, a recent transplant to Parkersburg from Charleston, who said he and his partner had trouble finding a place to live.
At every turn, every time I went to go speak to someone, it became an issue that the fact that I was in a same-sex relationship. I had people who offered apartments and then withdrew offers. I had people who, we were to the point that we were ready to sign leases, and then they backed out. I mean, it was an absolute nightmare.
When discussion of the non-discrimination ordinance, or NDO, came up this past spring, opposition sprung up from some expected parties. Cammie Murray with the LGBTQ advocacy group Fairness Parkersburg points to some of the opposition she and her group faced.
And we thought maybe we had a chance since we had a new council. And I think it probably would have went all right. But Alan Witt and the West Virginia Family Policy Council got involved and got these churches, not the churches, these evangelical fundamentalist churches involved.
One of those churches was the Rock Family Worship Center, a church that calls itself, quote, progressive on its website and elsewhere online, but also preaches an anti-gay agenda at its services. Dennis Morgan is an associate pastor there.
We took a stance sheerly from the Christian standpoint is when you begin opening the doors for the LGBT community to come in and have an option really to share bathrooms, there's a perversion that takes place that we didn't want to be a part of. We didn't want to see that door opened up in our community.
On the same night in mid-September that Evans, Murray, and other members of the Parkersburg LGBTQ community and their allies rallied against the failure of their NDO, Fairmont City Council passed an ordinance reviving a human rights commission that lay dormant for decades. The commission can make recommendations to the city council and, in other cities, has helped shape NDO ordinances. But Fairness West Virginia Executive Director Andrew Schneider says Fairmont's recent actions stop short of truly protecting those in the gay and trans communities.
What it does not do is it does not give victims of LGBT discrimination a legal cause of action to take their offender to court when they are discriminated against. So we do not consider it to be a non-discrimination ordinance. We consider it to be a non-discrimination resolution.
Currently, only 10 municipalities have NDOs in place that would allow for plaintiffs to bring lawsuits against those who discriminate against them based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Those include Charleston, where two suits have been brought against employers for discrimination. Huntington, Harpers Ferry, Thurmond, Sutton, Lewisburg, Martinsburg, Shepherdstown, Charlestown, and Wheeling have also passed housing and employment protections for the LGBTQ community. Wheeling Mayor Glenn Elliott says passing statewide non-discrimination legislation in West Virginia can have an impact far beyond the boundaries of a town or city, even the state. For him, it's about busting up stereotypes of West Virginia that translate to the state and its residents being seen as backward or closed-minded.
So we had coverage by Reuters of an international story basically based in Wheeling, which was a positive story. I can't think of many other positive stories about West Virginia cities that have made international news in my lifetime. That's something that is important, and it shows that if you do the right thing, you know, if you defy those stereotypes that the rest of the world has in their mind about West Virginia, you're going to be rewarded for it. And I think the city of Wheeling reflects very, very well. Since we passed that, I'm proud to have been a part of it. We have more work to do to become a more inclusive city, but that's a big first step.
More recent analysis from Reuters shows that 19 states have passed laws protecting their residents from discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Two other states have passed laws protecting constituents based only on the basis of sexual orientation. But as Elliott points out, no such legislation across the entire state of West Virginia provides those protections. But municipal ordinances like the one in Wheeling and other cities provide a course of action on the local level. Delegate Barbara Fleshauer of Monongalia County explains.
It would be geographical, and municipalities do have the right to govern things like that. in their district. And actually, there's really a long tradition of cities and states passing ordinances. I mean, if you think about it, there isn't any protection nationally either. And so there have been many, many states that have passed ordinances and many, many cities.
Flesh Hour has repeatedly introduced legislation on the state level known as ENDA, the Employment and Housing Non-Discrimination Act. Bills like hers have failed to gain traction in the legislature, but Flesh Hour says she plans to keep fighting for the cause in Charleston. For now, she encourages municipalities to take it up on their own.
What my point is that we have a long tradition of doing this on race, on gender. This is a very normal way to proceed. When you're hitting a brick wall, maybe at the state level or the national level, you can at least do something in your own backyard.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Parkersburg.